This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, local research into a promising treatment for COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medication that prevents the virus from replicating itself. Baylor Scott and White Hospital System is conducting clinical trials of the drug. I talked about this with the principal investigator, Dr. Robert Gottlieb.
If you imagine you're putting down pieces of a train track, you can put a train track piece that instead of being straight, is a little bit curved so that the train stops. And now the engine that is laying down the train tracks has to take away that broken train track, throw it out, and then continue back on. So this virus, the novel coronavirus, is very good at editing that. If you give it a bent piece of rail, it'll take that and toss it into the trash and put down a new piece of rail. So it's only very few compounds that can actually trick the machinery into putting that bent piece of rail into place and then get stuck, and then the virus can't replicate itself. Remdesivir is one of the unique compounds that actually gets stuck and then makes the replication complex stop in its tracks.
This has been used before, say against SARS?
So it has been used against SARS in vitro, and actually that's why it became such a good lead compound with the current epidemic. So when we think back to the mid to late 2000s, when we had the original SARS epidemic, predominantly focused in Asia, that was called SARS coronavirus 1. The current epidemic is SARS coronavirus 2, which is very similar. We've studied SARS coronavirus type 1 and some similar viruses like the Middle Eastern respiratory virus, so MERS. That has also been studied both in small animals as well as larger animals. And this remdesivir seems to work just fine in those cases.
Are we talking about a cure or treatment to alleviate the symptoms?
That's a hard question to answer. Ultimately, when you recover from coronavirus, if your body takes care of it on its own, you're considered cured. Now, it's hard in medicine to talk about cure, but we are exposed to different types of coronavirus all the time. Part of the issue here is the virus, and that's really the early phase. And part of the issue is the body's overwhelming response to the virus. So the body can actually fight the virus off, but in the process, it actually hits the self-destruct button, and it starts an inflammatory cascade where multiple immune processes are activated. And at that point, the problem isn't the virus, the problem is your own immune system. It's as if the immune system is too good, and now we need to tamp that down.
How are the clinical trials being conducted?
So there are various clinical trials. The ones that we have are two trials. One are for patients that have moderate symptoms where they're hospitalized. They may have shortness of breath, and all of them have some evidence of pneumonia from the coronavirus, but their oxygen saturation looks relatively normal. Usually those patients are not considered sick enough to hospitalize, but in this case, we know that this is a different virus. These patients behave very differently. And instead of being considered mild risk, they're considered moderate risk because they can become much sicker very quickly and they require careful attention. The other trial addresses patients that are clearly much sicker with an oxygen saturation of 94% or lower, might be needing oxygen. These are patients that belong in the hospital for any other condition because they might not be on oxygen at home and they're so short of breath that now suddenly they're requiring oxygen. They usually have a fever, cough, and may have other symptoms associated.
I know it's speculation, but how long do you think it might be before we saw an approved treatment for COVID-19?
Oh gosh, that's a hard answer to respond to because it presupposes the results of this trial. Until the trial data is released, I can't really speculate.
Is there pressure on to maybe quote unquote, get it done?
I wouldn't say pressure. It's that every researcher, every nurse, every person in any role is a family member, is a friend, knows a patient, or is vulnerable to becoming a patient themselves. This is very personal to every one of us. I think every one of us on our team is aware of what's going on in the news. We've seen this happen in other areas. And the key to this is being prepared. It's a dedication that many people are doing it from the time they wake up until the time they collapse with exhaustion.
Dr. Gottlieb, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.